Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you pray for yourself? Pray that the Lord will speak to your heart this morning. But the Lord will minister to you. The Lord will touch your heart and give you a word for the week. Pray for yourself. 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 That you don't leave the presence of the Lord the same as you came. Pray and say, fill my cup, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. Don't let me leave empty. Pray, 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 pray. Keboros, keberendes, raskatabara bandoro moshika barandas. Keberende, keberende moshika barababandas. Andirimi kebres kebere beshi kabara basi kataya baba shikabara baba sandiri be kebere beshi kabara babandi rebere me skeborondo skebere beshi kabara randas reboros kebere de beshi kataya mara mamanda rebere rebere be skebere de rekeborondo borondo beshi kataya baba pray 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 pray. Pray, don't sing, pray, pray, pray that the Lord will speak to you, that the Lord will speak to you, pray. Kebros kabarandas, randirime kabraska tabarabanda, nereberebe si kabarandi, beskeberende riyamakabrandas, riba kabando, keberende, skeberende miskeberebe baba kabranda, liborondo, skeberende, baskabaranda rababa, rebe skeberende mireme si kabarababa, pray. Pray, 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 pray. Caboros keberendes, randere me cabras kataya barababandaraba. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the day of
sing it one more time.
I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
I believe in life eternal.
I believe in life eternal.
Uh-huh.
I
believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Father, this morning, this is our faith. We confess our faith. We believe that, Lord, our lives will never be the same again, even as you speak to us. Affect our lives. Change our minds. Lord, give us a word to hold on to this week and next week and this month and next month and the years ahead, oh God. Let faith, oh God, be generated. Cause faith to arise even as your word comes forth. Let faith increase in our lives and in our hearts. May we not leave the same as we came, oh God. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, you may be seated, please. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 15. The gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 15. Where I'm talking about faith. We're saying that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The scripture also says that we walk by faith and not by sight. The scripture goes on to say that the just shall live by faith. So faith is something that you need, I need. If you don't have faith, you can't live the Christian life. Faith is like the air Christians breathe. If you don't have faith, you can't live the Christian life. You see, you will live. Of course you live. Of course you exist. But you will not experience what God wants you to experience. And that is why when you go to Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible talks about a lot of people who demonstrated faith in following God. The Bible talks about Abel. The Bible talks about Abraham. The Bible talks about Moses. The Bible says even by faith, Moses kept the Passover. Because God tells him that tonight, the spirit of death is going to come and he's going to kill every firstborn. And therefore, make sure that you tell the people of Israel to kill a lamb of the first year and then use the blood to mark the doorpost of the houses where the Israelites are in. I am sure that even whilst they were doing all of this, the Egyptians were laughing also. Because don't forget, they were not just in one area. They were scattered in Egypt. So, if unless your neighbor was an Egyptian, he would be wondering why you are putting blood on your doorpost. It was funny. I mean, you think about yourself. If you kill a goat in your house or a lamb in your house right now, and you take the blood and you mark the doorpost, you can imagine what your neighbor will think of you as. He will say all kinds of things about you. In fact, they will laugh you. And if they ask, oh, why are you doing it? And you say, oh, tonight, the firstborn in this whole country is going to die but for the blood. They'll laugh you. They'll laugh at you. They'll make you look like a fool. So even it is because of faith, but it was through faith that Moses and the Israelites kept the Passover. And I'm saying this to let you understand again and again, to reiterate and to emphasize
you know, that it takes faith to live the Christian life. If you don't live your life by faith, you will not live a Christian life. You only find out at the end of the day, at the end of your life, that you did not please God. So we are saying that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Realize that faith is something that you act. Faith is action, isn't it? Faith is equal to action. You must act on your faith. If you believe something, you must act on it. If you don't believe it, then you can't act on it. But once you believe it, you have to act on what you believe in. Now, if you believe that this is the church for you, you must act accordingly. Are you with me? Yeah, if this is the place where you call your church, if I am your pastor, then whatever I tell you to, you must do it. What do you think? Yeah. You can say, oh, that's my pastor. When I say, you don't say it. I say, let's go to camp. You don't want to go to camp. And you say, I'm your pastor. I'm not your pastor. If I'm not your pastor, somebody else will be your pastor. Yeah. It is faith. You must believe. You see, sometimes, when we talk about faith, we are talking about the lack of a fact. The lack of something tangible. The lack of something that you can embrace and feel comfortable. We are talking about that in the natural realm. Now think about what Jesus did with Peter. When Jesus told Peter, come, we just walk on the water. Walk on the water. Now, what is the fact? The fact is that if you get out of the boat, you go down. That's a fact. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That human beings don't float on water. Lizzo, I've never seen a human being who gets out of a boat and just go on the water and walk. The real fact. I mean, you don't have to go to school to know that once you get off the boat, the only place to go is down. Yeah. The story about these three guys in Bell West. West Bank Demerara. On a jolly ride. In the vehicle. I went to canal and I saw that the car was right there. They pulled it out of the canal. It was there. They went into the canal. Canal number two. Big one. They died. Yeah. One body was not found. The other day, a day or two after, it was floating by some coca somewhere. And when you go into water, Charlie, you are not a fish. That's the fact. So there's nobody who in their right senses will want to cross from Stabroek Market to Frijdenhoek in a boat. And then whilst you're about to get to the Stelling, you say, you know what, don't worry, I'll do the rest on foot. Brother Kavi says he prays for you. The fact is that you will go down in the water. In fact, that is even the more reason why you put on a life vest. So that, should in case, therefore, assuming perhaps you get out of the boat, you will float. Because everything has proven that once you get there, you are going down. So you see, but Jesus is saying, come out. Come. Yeah. It means that whatever fact you have with you, it takes faith to ignore the fact and believe in that which is not a fact. The fact is that, for example, if you give all your money right now, you are likely to walk home. Yeah, that's the fact. Because you can't go, jump on the bus and say, you know what, I gave all my money to church, so I don't have to pay. I mean, it doesn't work like that. But you can give all your money and believe in that which is not the fact that even though I've given all my money, I will not walk home. And once you believe that, you will not walk home. Yeah? It's the same thing. You are sick. You feel sick in your body. I mean, there's nothing wrong. You feel sick. But the Bible says that by his stripes you were healed. But the Bible says you are healed, but you feel that you are sick. Yeah. It's like, I don't have money to go to the camp. I can't afford. That's a fact. We all understand that. None of us have the money. But we are going. I said, we are going. Unless you don't want to go, we're going. We don't have the money, but we are going. Yeah. The fact is that, you see, even about your job, I was just talking to Brother Lennox at the back. Even your job, that's why you have to, I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. But the Bible says the just shall live by faith. There is nothing, if you live by faith, there's nothing like, oh, my boss won't give me time off. It's the moment you say that, you don't have faith already. You get it? So I'm saying that no matter the circumstance you have, it's a fact. But can you jump beyond the fact and hold on to that which doesn't look like the fact, but that is solid? That will rather make you live a faithful life. Can you do that? So the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 15. So we act on what we believe, isn't it? Because faith is action. Matthew chapter 10, 15 verse 21. The Bible says, then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him, pleading, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely. I wonder how she knew it was a demon. Because if you know it's a demon, then go and solve it. Why are you coming to ask me? I remember when I went to see a doctor, I told the doctor, I have malaria. He said, okay, go. Yeah, go and help yourself. If you know you have malaria, why are you coming here? Go and find yourself medicine and prescribe for yourself. Right? Because you know what is wrong with you, isn't it? And it's very nice. Sometimes church members will come and say, oh, pastor, please pray for me. How did you know that it's prayer you need? You are the pastor already. So why don't you just pray for yourself? Have you thought about that? Sometimes we come to the pastor and we tell the pastor what he must do. Now, if you know, just do it. You don't have to worry yourself to... That's how I've been, you know, advising my church members. I'm saying that if ever I am talking to you and you tell me you know, you should pray that your mouth doesn't bleed, because I can cough your mouth. Because you and me are talking and you tell me that you know. You know what? What do you know? I'm your pastor. I'm talking to you and telling me you know. What do you know? If you know, you would have done better. Is that not so? Yeah, so that way we speak. I know. No, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know. Amen. So the woman said that, you know, the daughter is being affected by demons. And sometimes people say that. So no, I think this one is evil spirit. How did you know that it's evil spirit? Give me 5 reasons why you are saying this thing is an evil spirit. And if you know it's an evil spirit, then why don't you just do it? Amen. Now the Bible says, but Jesus gave her no reply. Not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. Tell her to go away, they said. She is bothering us with all her begging. So this woman comes to Jesus. Number one, she hears about Jesus, isn't it? Because she will not come to Jesus if she had not heard something about him. Remember, faith comes by hearing. So she had heard about Jesus, that this Jesus, man, he even cast demons with his word. I mean, he's wild. If you come to him, hey, every problem will be solved. So she comes to Jesus. You get it? Now, it's very interesting, because if you read the King James, if you have the King James, it says it even much better. He says that, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts. So this woman is not from Tyre and Sidon. She's from Canaan. Do you get it? And she had what? She had traveled. Man, this woman had to believe. The Bible calls her a Gentile woman who had come from Canaan. Now she comes. And then she has the audacity to tell Jesus, "Have mercy on me, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But Jesus didn't answer her. And then she kept on begging. Disciples said, "Man, tell it to gallant you away." You know how sometimes we behave when you have some post around some big man. And people try to want to come around and even shake his hand. And, "Hey, did you wash your hands today?" I was like, "Rest yourself, pass somewhere. Who is that? Go, he doesn't have time for you." one of the guys around here, when we came here in the early days, Crazy, you know, he came and he did some work for us here. And, you know, I think he's in and out of the country. The other day, I think it was the last week or last 2 weeks when they were cleaning around here, when they were gaffing with them and all of that. And he said, "Man, pastor, you got to tell all you people, you know, when I come, I got to foresee you." Because he said, when he comes, they tell me, "Pastor ain't there, pastor busy, pastor is in the meeting. Why I can't see you?" I said, "Don't worry about them. Okay, anytime you come, you tell them that I said must come see me." It's not easy to see some kind of, you know, person. You get it? So the disciples said she was disturbing because she was begging. Number one, she was not from the area. Number two, Jesus did not mind her, pay her no mind. And she went on begging. I mean, this woman had to believe something about Jesus to, number one, come out of a different area. Even continue to ask when, and continue to beg when the disciples were annoyed, telling Jesus. And of course, when they told Jesus to send her away, it's not like she didn't hear. It's not like she went to tell Jesus, please. No. Remember the children who came to see Jesus? The disciples said, "Where? It's not for children, you know. Go away." Jesus said, no, don't do that. Suffer the little children to come to me. So the disciples were not professional. It was not like they were saying the thing quietly. No. They said it to Jesus. "Jesus, drive her away. If you like, we can do it for you." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now, if you break down this scripture, number one, she came from somewhere. Number two, when she asked Jesus, "Son of David," she's speaking very nicely. Jesus didn't mind her. And then the disciples say, "You know what? Just drive this woman away." That's number three. Reasons why she should just keep quiet and just go. Are you following? Then number four, Jesus opens his mouth and he says, "You know what? I was just sent to Guyanese. I don't deal with foreigners." That's very interesting. Then she came, or then came she, verse 25, and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, Lord, help me." How many negative things have we spoken about? First, she came from a far place. Second, Jesus didn't respond when she begged. The disciples said, she asked, and then she went on begging. And disciples said, "Galang your way," isn't it? Now, Jesus is saying that he was sent to what? The only the Israelites. That's number five, isn't it? Yeah. Now, when you come to verse 26, she came and worshiped in 25. 26, she says, "But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." Six unpleasant reaction from Jesus. Now, she got to really believe in what she knew. That Jesus, you know sometimes people even they are put off by, you know, if somebody has a certain kind of name or somebody has a certain kind of reputation and then people like him and people love him and respect him, and then they come close to the person and they something negative comes about. They say, I thought that he's nice. The way we've heard about him, he doesn't even talk properly. Look at how he's talking to people. It's true. You are quiet, but it's true. Yeah. You go close to somebody that you have some admiration for, or somebody you know, and then the person reacts in a certain way, it puts you off. I say, hey, I mean, this is the first time I'm talking to him. Look at how he's responding. As if I'm begging him or something. I'm not begging. I'm just asking something. You don't have to give it to me. Immediately you go on the defensive because of our pride. Because of our lack of faith. Six things. And the sixth thing is saying that we do not give the food of the children to the dog. So Jesus is calling this woman a dog. Or in Guyanese, a dog. Now, think about it. Think about it. You came from a far place. Nobody know how early you got out and took the bus. Even if you walked, how many days it took you to just come and meet this Jesus you've heard about. Because you have faith that he can do something for your daughter. Now you go, you locate him in Tyre and Sidon. And then you ask him to do something for you. And he doesn't respond. Now, there's nothing like when you ask somebody something, they don't respond. Yeah, sometimes in marriages when you say, everything all right? Yeah, it's worse than no. He ain't talking to you. Yeah. Well, they say, you know, if you ain't talking, I can't force you. All right, I won't also say anything anymore. And quiet. That is the normal human reaction. So this woman must be commended. That she persisted to beg. And the disciples said, you know what? This woman, she's disturbing us. Look at even the way she's dressed. She doesn't even smell nice. Look at her looks. She's not a Jew. She's not part of, she's not type of the woman we come across. Please send her away. Jesus didn't say anything. The Bible says she came and she worshipped Jesus. Hey, this woman, she has arrows in her pocket. He shot this one and they push it down. She shot. And Jesus said, even though you are worshiping me, I was sent to only Israelites. I do not give the food of the children to dogs. I mean, all right. I'm a dog? All right. You're calling me a dog? Okay. All right. Now, you go away and you say, you know what? And then somebody, one day somebody's talking about the Jesus, the Pastor Jesus. And you say, Pastor who? Pastor Jesus? Please, I don't want to hear that name. I said, you know that pastor? That pastor is not, I don't think he's a pastor. Because pastors don't behave like that. Hallelujah. He said, pastors don't behave like that. But the woman's reaction is very interesting. Verse 28 or 27, she says, and she said, it's true, Lord, it's true that you can't cook a nice fried rice and chicken for your child and just give it to the dog. It's true, I agree. But he said, but yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Hey. She acknowledges that she's a dog. And verse 28, then Jesus answered and said unto her, Oh woman, great is thy faith. Now, you want great faith? Faith, the message, the title of my message is Faith is Persistent. Faith is persistent. I'm sure by now you understand. Faith is persistent. If you're going to have faith, we will have to see some persistence. Otherwise, your faith is not faith. Because it took this woman to conquer about 7 to 8 obstacles. And then Jesus said, the fact that you have come through these obstacles means that you have great faith. Oh. Not that you are very humble. Not that you are very desperate. No. Jesus said, you have great faith. Now, then Jesus goes on to say that, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, let's briefly analyze and we will close. Faith is persistent. Faith is action. Faith is acting on what you believe. And faith is persistent. If you don't see yourself doing any of these, it means you lack faith. I said, if you don't find yourself doing any of these, it means you lack faith. But let's analyze it in this way. If you look at what the woman did, you can conclude that the woman stayed at what she wanted, what she believed. She stayed at it. She stayed at it. Now, one thing I will say here before we go with the analysis is that Jesus did not intend to insult her. Jesus wanted to locate her. Jesus wanted to create an opportunity to see really whether she really needed what she wanted. That's what it was. Do you think that God will tell her, Jesus will turn her off, that he will not help her? What kind of Jesus is this who doesn't help people? No, that's not the thing. Jesus likes to help people. The Bible says he came, he asked 10, 30 years, and he went about doing good. So Jesus will never turn his back on somebody who needs him to do something. So why would Jesus take her through all those steps and those processes? Because he wanted to know whether this woman really wanted this thing from him. Which means that because of faith, you don't even get offended. If you believe in somebody or if you believe in something, you do not allow yourself to be offended by anything. Yeah. If you believe in God, there should not come a time where your belief in God will be affected by some negative things that come your way. Because you have faith. Because your faith will persist until the end, until you get what you want. Yeah. If you believe in a relationship, you will never give up on the relationship. You will not. We call it faith. Because faith is persistent. Faith will move from one step to the other. Obstacles will come, you brush it aside. Obstacles will come, you brush it aside. People who get offended in church do not believe in a church. Do not believe in the people in a church. Because when you believe in it, you have faith in a church. You'll never be offended by the church. Yeah. Yeah. If Brother Sherwin believes in our relationship, there's nothing that I will do that will put him off. Because his faith, his belief in me will be persistent. Because the lack of persistence in your faith does not make your faith faith. Does not make your belief proper. That's what this woman is telling us. That if you believe, if you have faith in somebody, that a person can do something for you, you persist until you get what you want. Another story is in Mark chapter 10 about the blind guy Bartimaeus. There was a blind Bartimaeus when he heard Jesus was passing by. He had heard about Jesus. He shouted, he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He had heard about Jesus. Faith had come. He knew from the stories that he had heard that Jesus was able to do something for him. So when he heard Jesus was passing by, even though he could not see, he shouted. He shouted. Now people were rushing to go to Jesus. So people were saying that, you can't see and you are shouting. Keep your mouth shut. Shut your mouth. The Bible says when they told him to shut his mouth, the more he started to even shout out aloud. until he got Jesus' attention. I don't know what you're looking for from the Lord, but it will take persistence to get it. I said, I don't know what you are expecting from the Lord, but you can't pray now and not pray tomorrow. You cannot start now and end tomorrow. You have to persist. You have to follow on. The Bible said, if we follow on to know the Lord, faith is persistence. In fact, there are some people naturally, they say, you know what? Me, anything I want, I go for it. There are some people who are naturally like that. They go for things they believe in. If you really believe it, the fact that you don't give up on it is what proves that you believe in it. Yeah. That is it. If you back off, then your faith in that which you are, it wasn't faith at all. It wasn't faith at all. Because faith does not give up. Faith does not give in. Faith continues until that which is the evidence of the things hoped for becomes real to the person who has faith. So check your faith and see. Is it persistent? Does your faith fall? Does it give up? Does it fail? If that is what it is, then it's not faith at all. But if you look at this woman, man, you see, your persistence beyond all doubt is what God identifies as faith. You want to see the pastor? When you come, see the pastor is busy. The pastor is not there. You call, he doesn't respond. You text, he doesn't respond. So you know what? All right. Yeah. The problem is solved. I don't need him anymore. No, if you say that you did not really have faith that he could do something for you. Because until you pursue to get his attention for him to do what you initially wanted, your faith is not faith. Faith doesn't start and end without getting what the faith is in. Yeah, you must get it. The result, the end result of faith is that you must get what you believe in. Whether it takes 20 years or 15 years. I tell you. You cannot give up. You can't give up on your children. You can't give up on your future. You can't give up on your hope. You can't give up on your prosperity. You have to continue persisting believing that things will work out for your good. That things will work out for your good. To them that love God. To them that are called according to his purpose. Persist. It may not be 2015, but don't give up. It may be 2016. It may be 31st December, but don't give up. That is faith. Faith is persistent. You have to fight through. 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 If you can't do that, then you don't have faith at all. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. The woman, she kept coming. When they throw something against her, she brushes it off. She said, no. I am not going anywhere until this Jesus does for me what I heard he can do for me. In fact, that even makes Jesus do something that he could even not do. Because the woman says, I've heard that you can do this for me. Hey, are you sure? Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. So press on and stay at it. Stay at it. Stay at it. Stay at it. And let me be very specific now. If Yulana hears that I said something bad about her and she gives up for me, she doesn't have faith. It wasn't faith. There was no belief in the start. That's why you could not follow on to experience the good things. Because of course, things will come your way. Faith is action. I said faith overlooks the negative fact to receive the positive fact that is not yet visible. Hallelujah. You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.